Hey everybody, Devin Boker, day 21 of 500, changes. On December 22nd, I sat down and wrote out my first post. In it, I shared some pie charts. They're kind of a guilty pleasure of mine, and it details how I spend 168 hours of my week, which is my whole week. I also shared my ideal schedule and my goal schedule to try and shift to it in 3 weeks. So, today is about seeing how I did. There are a few takeaways. For example, I'm not spending as much time working as was my goal percentage, but is that so bad? However, I'm also not sleeping as much as my goal percentage. I'm actually sleeping less than when I started this, so I don't know what that's about. I'm also spending more time doing email and social media than I hoped, and even more time than I was to begin with. Same with cooking and cleaning. Where I have less in my time is sleeping and working. My time spent exercising is double what my goal was. My time spent writing and podcasting is higher than my goal, which was a minimum to begin with. I at least have a miscellaneous category now, and I'm spending more time with family. So all in all, I would say I did better than I expected. In several previous things, I've shared some mental health check-in updates that I've shown some clear and obvious progress. Now, there are some circumstantial and situational factors that have been some stress and sadness causes lately, but overall, I'm convinced that 21 days of three gratitudes and exercise work. Like, I can feel a difference deep in my bones. My outlook and attitude are shifting. I'm quicker to recover, quicker to notice negative feelings and shift my dialogue. I'm more motivated. I feel like I'm thinking clearer. I literally woke up to either my alarm or my dog. I scoot to the end of the bed. I jot down four gratitudes on my WordPress app, and then I find time once per day to exercise. The research is based on like 15 minutes. I do like 30 minutes to an hour. At least I didn't think I had time to. Then I mapped out my time and I realized that was a really bad excuse. But of course, this journey is far from over. For the next 21 days, I'm going to continue my exercise and gratitude, but I'm going to add meditation to the mix. I'm going to use Headspace and this Oculus app I have called Trip. It's not my strong suit. The inside of my head is like this cacophony of rambling thoughts, questions, observations, music, distraction, jumbled connections, and elsewhereness. I also said yesterday I was going to try this 5-day optimism training thing, and I got to be honest, I totally forgot about it. So I'm going to start that today, or no, tomorrow. For now, four gratitudes. Number 81, I was able to go back to my building to teach today, which I'm still nervous about, but it was nice to see the kids. Number 82, random gifts on my desk. Had some energy lotion from Bath & Body Works. Number 83, bakery items in the break room. I may or may not have, but definitely did have, two chocolate Bismarcks, a double chocolate muffin, and a massive caramel roll. Number 84, the variety pack with Gushers fruit roll-ups and fruit by the foot. Oh my God. More tomorrow.